Now we are. Yay! Welcome to the Ashitaka's Age podcast for a town called Mercy. I'm Zosette, and I'm joined by Leah.
Hello.
Maxine.
Hi.
And friends of the blog, Amanda.
Hello.
And Jenny.
Yes.
Jenny's actually watching the episode right now.
As we speak.
As we speak.
But with no sound.
With no sound, so she's lip reading.
So it's better.
Oh, man. My opinion. Hey. Some of the accents are questionable.
Well.
Some of them.
Except for, of course, the African-American preacher.
Okay, well, general reactions. Mm. Who wants to start? Do you like it? Do you not like it?
Mm. The ship is an egg.
Yeah, that is
we
a reaction.
Know.
Accurate assessment.
That's accurate, yes.
You weren't awake for the egg part.
No, I think I did ship this part, actually. Well, that right there tells you what I thought of this episode.
Were you there for Rory and his sexy pants? Boots.
I'm always there for Rory's sexy pants.
Okay, good.
But the boots were especially sexy.
Rory's sexy pants.
Oh, that's what you liked the most?
No, that's my band name.
I think that's an excellent band name.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
It's a good one. I like it.
I enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What was your reaction?
Me?
Yeah.
This was my least favorite of the three.
Really?
I thought it started fantastic. I thought Matt Smith was, like, real on his game. But Matt Smith is always wonderful, but he was just hilarious. Sure.
Yeah, true.
I just love seeing him excited.
Mm.
And I thought the beginning was so good. I was like, this is going to be so fun. He was so funny. I mean, I just thought the rest of it... I thought the other good part, besides the beginning, the other best part was the... It just looks gorgeous.
It does.
It's shot beautifully.
Wherever they
the
shot it,
the scenery was great. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, I know they filmed it in Spain.
Oh,
yeah,
what?
They filmed it in Spain.
Why wasn't I there?
I don't know.
How do you know this?
I know these things. Okay. Mm. No, they filmed it in Spain at like a there's a village where a lot of old westerns were filmed.
Oh, how
that sounds right.
Like old westerns and
old,
still
like spaghetti westerns
in Spain. Yeah,
cool. That
it's
sounds
still
right.
There, so that's where they filmed it. Hmm. Yes, it looks gorgeous. I thought that was one of the other best parts about it. And I think, you know, I understand what they were trying to do. What I think it's interesting when they go into the darkness of the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But it was sort of boring, I thought. But I think I might have to rewatch it again. But yeah, the beginning was really good. But I liked Matt Smith being really, like, funny in the beginning. But I also think he was really good throughout it. Mm-hmm. But it just, I love the silliness. Kind of at the beginning, and it was fun. And, but I think maybe I really like fun episodes, because I loved Dinosaurs on a Spaceship. So maybe it's just my preference, I don't know.
Okay.
Not a lot of companions in this one either.
No, not so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alright. Amanda.
That was a long explanation. Sorry.
This episode felt really short.
Mm.
Like, it was very shallow. Which, I don't really like those episodes as much as I like the episodes that really dig into the characters. And I agree there was a little bit of character development on the Doctor, but it's not a side of him we haven't seen before.
Mm, true.
You know, they do reference he gets like when he travels alone in other episodes. And not just with 11, but with 10 a lot, especially near the end.
Right.
Of his run. So, it was okay. But I don't think it was necessary.
Mm. Yeah. But I think it was one of those things, too, where, like you were saying, Jenny, last week, about how Moffat kind of just wanted to do, like, a Western episode.
Yeah.
So they're going to do it regardless, but...
Yes.
It went more serious than I thought they were going to do.
It did.
He seems to be doing themes and motifs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that was my problem with the episode that I only half saw. Was that they were taking this really kind of thorny moral question, and like you said, Amanda, treating it kind of in a very shallow way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all stuff we'd seen before, and so it was nothing new, and it was nothing really all that profound. They weren't saying anything great, and I didn't really emotionally connect to any of the guest characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there wasn't enough of the companions. I'm sorry, I don't know. Maybe it's because I know that they're not going to be on the show anymore, but yeah. I want more Rory and Amy stuff. Mm-hmm. Where they're, like, more directly involved. Except for Amy and her stupid, don't let Dr. Mengele die. But he is kind of evil, so maybe he should be punished.
Do you know what this episode did have?
What?
Awesome Okay, let me see if I can pronounce this. Cowboy music.
Yeah,
it did.
Yeah.
It did.
Production values were really
yeah,
it's much, much higher than it used to be.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
This is the longest commercial break.
Maxine, your thoughts?
I pretty much agree with everyone else. I mean, I felt like at times, you know, you're expecting to see it Western. Sometimes I felt a little bit like it was Roswellian, like very Roswell, like aliens and stuff like that with the egg ship. Yeah.
The egg ship.
So yeah. I thought it could be funner because it's a Western, you know, and he loves his Stetsons. He loves, you know, being like a cowboy traveler. So, yeah, with the fact that they kind of try to delve into like the serious nature of him and we've seen it already, I kind of, I feel like they relied on things that worked in the past for them.
Right.
And therefore, kind of, it became too formulaic for me, this episode at least.
Could it be that they were trying to reintroduce it for maybe a new audience? Like they.
Well, everything's very familiar. Standalone this season.
Yeah.
It's been a little standalone.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to put the shorthand in, maybe for new people. Let's see.
What
did I think?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I liked it. Maybe I noticed a lot of parallels between the two doctors.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, and I appreciated it that it was there because I was thinking of kind of did the doctor do the same thing to his own people? Like, how did the Time Lord work out? Does anybody remember? Because he had
he locked them in like a bubble, basically.
Right.
So with the Daleks.
They're stuck in a time war, but they can't harm
anybody
outside
else
of the bubble. Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to, just make themselves into a consciousness or something like that. Was that something like that? I don't exactly remember.
I don't remember.
I have to look that up.
Not as terrible as the doctor we met in this episode. Like he didn't, you know, do experiments on people. I think that's where the doctor really gets upset is when he feels like people are being harmed. You know, like it's a like to be tested on and experimented on, like he's a problem with that. But in general, like and now, as we said before, he gets angry in general when there's war and people innocents are dying and being harmed. So I feel like I think his problem is he feels bad for locking up his people in the Time War, but at the same time he knows that it was probably for the betterment of the whole universe.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't shy away from the greater good in general.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what I have. I wrote down Doctor Goes Darker Again.
Yeah, I thought this
did
was
that.
Sort of kind of almost a continuation of the last episode.
Right.
We talked about how he let the Solomon die. Which was sort of, you don't see that a lot. And it's sort of leading into this one a little bit.
You see him pick up a gun?
Yeah,
and shoot a guy.
Weird. Seeing him with the gun was
weird.
Yeah.
It was good, though, to see him come back with the screwdriver at the end.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, it is sort of really hammering home the point that he's able to calm down and think more rationally because of Amy.
Right.
So because of the companions, he's able to be good.
Right.
Or better.
He's like, he has that little voice.
But I do think they sort of hammered home that point a lot in this episode, like, real on the nose. I mean, Amy says it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you travel alone.
Subtle.
Pretty obvious.
Like, thanks for that.
Well,
I mean,
even with,
the theme, right?
with Isaac's death, and he's like, Isaac says to the doctor, you're both good men, sometimes you just forget it. And I think that's what happens whenever he, like, gets pushed to the point where he's like, I need a weapon. I need to, like, take care of this right now, not think about it, and just action. And I think that's something you never see in the doctor. Because, you know, like, he uses his brain as his most powerful weapon.
Yeah.
Like, he's so clever, he always thinks of a way out of it without being violent. And so to see him pick up a gun is so shocking because you're like, dude, you're resorting to that, you know, simple human action.
Because I remember being
so
10
difficult.
Is always anti-gun.
For viewers, I feel like.
Right?
Even 11 is. He doesn't like it when River has a gun.
Yeah.
River has her gun shooting everybody.
Right.
That's what makes her so awesome, though.
Oh.
All right. I'm pro-gun.
You're pro-gun.
Pro-gun.
Well, that's what makes them a good married couple.
Right, you know, opposites. I just love that, you know, she's just like, shoot first, ask questions later. And he's like, what? No. It's a good mix.
Yeah.
Well, watching, like, we're not really watching this with sound, but just, like, there was a lot of talking. Like, this episode was almost all just talking.
Not enough showdown?
No, there's just too much kind of... I think the thing with the tattoos is the tattoos, it's just their race. They all have different face things.
They're all, like... color something.
The gunslinger.
Yeah, the gunslinger, like, knows who he is because of his shape on his face. Like, they all have different ones.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of like Cardassians.
Ah. Now you're speaking my language.
Oh, God, Star Trek nerds.
Says the Whovian.
I know.
Come on.
Nerd alert.
There's not a nerd not in this room.
Oh, no.
We love things enthusiastically.
What was that? Sorry, Maxine, what was that?
Oh, I said there's nothing wrong with being a nerd. It just means you love things enthusiastically.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Good. Agreed. Well, I wonder if it'll be important that the Doctor sort of got to this point in this episode. Mm. You know, and sort of we saw a little bit more darkness and we saw he's a little off.
Mm-hmm.
If it'll lead into the next two episodes.
The next
one. And I think maybe, you know, that was the point of this episode, but I think they didn't do it very
subtly.
So Michael Fassbender looks real cute in this.
I know, that's what reminded me. I'm like, what is this?
And I was Hex? Like, oh, he's like young.
Oh, look at him.
He's like a demon.
Guys, oh. Topic.
Obsessed.
Sorry, Let's rein it in. Okay. Oh, let's
you know
see.
How uncomfortable that makes me feel.
What?
Rated M?
Oh. Is it rated M? Is that rated M? She's not even hearing me.
I would say yes, that is rated M.
She's totally blocked me out.
Okay, basically the Doctor, in these two last episodes, what we've seen is when a mirror gets held up to him, he basically goes into wrath mode. Like, he goes back to being a tiger and feeling like he needs to demolish things.
Yes.
I like the, Isaac.
I did too.
Is he the sheriff?
Yep,
he's the sheriff.
Who actually is really American.
He had the most convincing
accent.
Maybe.
But then he got shot.
Yeah,
I didn't like that about either. That was such a, like, I don't know. I felt like expected. That was cliche again. Like, the innocent guy is going to get hurt because of the gunman's vengeance.
Mm-hmm. And then that'll turn the Doctor around.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It just felt like a lot of stuff we'd seen before.
So, Jenny, I agree.
Do you think that this should have went on and the Doctor should have left the other Doctor to die?
No, it's not so much that I disagree with the ultimate, like, ending that I didn't see. But it's more that it's the way it went down. Like, you were saying, like, Amy's just like, oh, okay, you've been traveling without a companion for so long. This is what happens. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Yeah. And then, the sheriff guy who knows only the good that this other doctor has done sacrifices himself to say. It's like, it's all, like, stuff we've seen before.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not really a fan of Westerns. So the whole thing, just for me, felt like something that... It's like Westerns have been done to death, and they didn't do anything new with this.
Yeah.
Right.
Make it cool. Like, dinosaurs on a spaceship was kind of different.
But there's a cyborg, man.
Yeah, like, but that's just any bad guy.
Exactly. Dinosaurs on a spaceship. Nothing particularly new about him, either. He just happened to be a cyborg cowboy guy.
Right.
Like, you know what I
bent
mean?
Bent on vengeance.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just didn't... Like, I didn't watch the whole thing, so I'm...
I feel like my problem with Isaac was that, like, you knew you would like him if you had the chance to really get to know him. I feel like they killed him so soon. You were like, okay, well,
just there goes that. Plot forward.
Yeah.
Like, in other episodes, we get a chance to, like, meet the other people that he, you know, connects to or he kind of sees something in and the doctor values about that person. But just with this, we're just like, it was brief. It was like, he's like, we can't kill this guy. He's done such great things for our community, blase, blase. And then, like, next scene, he dies to save this guy.
Right.
And turn the doctor around and back on the straight path.
To make the doctor the marshal. They need to
move it along.
Right. I'm trying to think. I feel like there's another episode like this where this guy is sort of morally and like. I'm trying to think of an episode.
Which season?
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I just feel like there was an episode that was sort of similar to this where the guy. They were sure they should save him because he was kind of bad. but he reluctantly has to save him. But I can't think of, like, what it was.
I'm not sure. Well, and honestly, this episode wanted to be High Noon. It wanted to be the Doctor, you know, as the last man in town that was going to stand up to the evil gang that's coming to town. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it wanted that. So why didn't it just do that from the beginning instead of all this setup? I don't know. I felt like it's like the real story was the Doctor is the sheriff. You know what I mean?
Very
like,
quick in the dead.
Just
didn't quite get there.
This was the first script written by the guy who wrote the script. Like his
first. We haven't seen his name before.
Well, this season, yeah, but he's written the other episodes. I think.
Okay.
Yeah, this season is his first one. I can't remember.
Probably wrote the Ganger episode.
The what?
Oh, the one. I didn't like that episode.
Those are my least favorite episodes.
Which episode?
Too.
Wait, which ones?
The Rebel Flesh?
Yes.
I mean, but they were necessary to kind of.
Yeah,
you need those episodes for the whole, like, second flesh thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a setup sort of thing.
Well,
reiteration.
No.
It's a reiteration episode.
That's in keeping with the theme of this episode, then.
Yeah. Definitely.
Repeat themes.
Yeah, exactly. You had themes from even second episode because Doctor goes dark. The companions don't want to stay again at the end. Because they were like, can we be dropped off at home?
What's going to happen?
Well, I almost wish they would have made it more just kind of like a fun romp, like Dinosaurs on a Spaceship, if they were going to do that.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if they really...
Yeah, why they had to be so heavy-handed with the...
Yeah. Maybe I'll like it more if I watch it again. I don't know.
Maybe.
Really, or maybe they're
like just the focus on the horse parts.
Well, sorry,
focus
go ahead.
On how Patriot talks to Susan.
Oh, the horse part was funny. Susan the horse.
Except his
respect,
what did she
her
say?
Life, or his
respect
life,
her life choices. Yeah. His life choices.
And then their little like banter on the thing.
On the
the one-sided banter.
I was Stetson
banter.
Yeah. When he talks to things like the way he talked to Sarmageddon.
The way he talks to babies. Or any animals.
He's pretty much
or
awesome
anyone,
with that.
Or anyone.
Anyone who can't talk back. It's hilarious.
Huh.
What are you looking up?
Well, I'm trying to find out what the who the writer of this episode is.
John something?
No. But I was just, an IMDb, like, the person who's been in the most episodes is David Tennant. He's been in 40 episodes. Matt
Smith
has been in 45.
Oh, I love
Karen
him.
Gillan,
sorry.
Has been in 35, and Billy Piper has been in
34. Blah.
34 too many.
Oh my god,
well,
the guy who plays the Ood is in 30 episodes?
What?
Wait, who?
It's the same guy every time who plays the Ood.
Like a mess. Sigma, 30 episodes.
Wow.
I didn't know the Ood were in that many episodes.
And then Rory.
And it's the same guy.
Who has been in more episodes than
Rory?
Rory.
Oh.
That's because Rory keeps dying.
Yeah. 22 episodes, Dalek. After Rory, 21, Cyberman.
Okay, guys, I'm totally watching SNL, and the guy you were talking about with the music video that's, like, super popular.
Is he on there?
Up on the screen.
Oh! That's awesome!
Okay.
I didn't know it was back.
Maxine said on Saturday Night Live, Gangnam Style is on.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we're switching over. We're switching over.
Yeah.
We
just
no, we just want
to
see this part.
How do I get to,
Here, press exit. Do I need to do it?
You better do it.
Okay.
Go again. Okay. So can we talk about, should we do favorite parts? Did we do favorite parts already?
We did.
You did your favorite part.
Oh, no.
I did favorite parts instead of first impressions.
Yeah.
Or both.
She was ahead of the curve. Do you want to do your favorite part?
Me?
Amanda? Yes. What was your favorite part?
I don't know if I had a favorite part.
Ah.
Like, it just kind of was. This episode existed.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm
that
sorry.
That is the truest statement you could ever make.
It was there.
Yeah.
But there's always kind of these kind of episodes. Don't you think in each season there's kind of ones that are sort of
it
like,
was the Ganger episode.
Yeah, for Jenny.
And at least it wasn't a two-parter. The Ganger episode.
That's
imagine
true.
If
they stretched this out.
True. I would have been sad.
I would too.
Maybe my favorite part was Rory's boots.
Yes.
Dude, I don't remember that part.
The cuffed
I need to watch
pants.
This again.
Yeah. He's looking good.
He his boots were pretty. His boots were like suede boots. But I'm kind of obsessed with shoes, so.
I thought the look of the episode was nice.
Yeah.
Look, yeah.
The production value, I think, is something we've all mentioned. Mm.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Good. It's gorgeous.
Mm. What about you, Maxine?
I think my favorite part, because I think it's always going to make me laugh no matter what, is the fact that he walks into a bar and he's like, "Tea, make it extra strong, leave the bag in."
Yeah, leave the bag in.
It was just classic. I was like, oh, I love this.
Yeah.
So.
Fantastic.
That was my favorite part.
Mm. Mine was still the horse part.
Susan.
Yeah.
Susan the horse.
I like the whole beginning part, I guess.
You like the...
Just the whole beginning. Whole beginning.
With it had so much promise.
Okay, the writer was Toby Whithouse. Okay.
Why does that sound familiar?
Toby Whithouse? Is that how it's
called? Hey, sexy lady. And Chicago style.
I kind of like the double meaning of the title.
I mean,
they bring it up because it's so they make it so obvious, really, but it's
right. The Angel of Mercy at the end.
And then he talks about how he feels like this guy needs to go because he's always, he needs to put the victims first instead of showing mercy or something of that nature.
Right.
So I kind of like that. But it was slightly obvious.
Wrote, yeah. Vampires of Venice, and he wrote The God Complex.
I didn't like Vampires of Venice.
Vampires of Venice.
That one was not good. But the God Complex?
Probably Vampires of Venice because it's
Was the God Complex episode. The one where they're in that the mansion and they see
yeah,
things
it's
that
like
they're
the
afraid
horror.
Of?
Yeah, it's not okay. It's like a hotel.
I liked the God Complex.
It's a hotel.
And he tells her to let go of her faith in him.
See, the God right. Complex to me was one of those episodes that was a good sort of serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. This one just didn't. It was very flat.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
That's a good word for it.
And I think there was too much talking.
Not enough shooting.
Not enough action. Not enough running.
I mean, when you're doing a Western, it's kind of what you expect, at least.
Fantasy author Neil
Running and shooting.
Previously wrote The Doctor's Wife will write another episode for the series.
Wait, what?
What?
Neil Gaiman is going to write another episode.
Yeah, no. I saw on Twitter that he's, on the second or third draft of his script and super excited.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Yes, it is.
I'm recording.
Is that Seth MacFarlane?
It yeah. It's host? Him and Frank Ocean.
I was like, that's not Frank Ocean.
No,
that's a puppet.
That's a musical guest.
That's a puppet.
It's a Frank Ocean puppet.
I did not like this part.
That's a very bad representation of him.
There was no tension to this part where the doctor is talking with the younger guy. Because
you know he's going to not shoot him.
The almost 19-year-old? Yeah.
Yeah, the 18-year-old.
That's just something they added. I don't know. I'm waiting for, the epicness. All the things that this summer that I spent, on the couch, I'm like, I got to get through Doctor Who because this is just amazing. And I can't believe there's more of this, And I haven't seen this before. I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that feeling I had this summer. I was just like, this is amazing. This is probably the best thing I will ever watch in my lifetime,
Right.
I just feel like that's what's missing right now.
Well, I think this is more, this was a very Doctor episode. This was not about the companions at all.
No, it was totally about him giving in to some of his darker instincts sometimes.
Well, what I think is interesting is that we've all been talking about how a lot of these episodes are to, usher in a new generation of fans or more fans. But if I were watching this for the first time, I'd be like, what's the big deal?
I'm not watching it again.
Mm. Well, the other thing, too, I mean, I know they mentioned the fact that they were trying to get to Mexico or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like you have a problem when what they were supposed to have done sounds a lot more interesting than what they're really doing.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would be actually kind of cool for them to, go to Mexico and be involved in some Day of the Dead.
Right. Personally, I would have preferred it Spanish teacher.
I don't know. That actually sounded more fun than what we ended up doing. So that, I think... I don't know. I think I don't mind when they go darker with the Doctor, but
yeah, me neither.
It needs to still be kind of
something new needs to happen.
Yeah, it still needs to be fun.
Like what he did in the episode didn't bother me. Really, what is his thoughts and everything? He did,
I was kind of with Rory when Rory was saving us all. Yeah, let him do it.
Right. So. Exactly.
Yeah, he did a lot of that in the second episode. Rory got more. Well, the focus was on the two of them more.
Out there, next week looks friggin' awesome.
Yeah.
But I love the ponds, so I'm just, super excited.
Well, let's talk about that.
Because,
what's her
name? Don't talk about it?
No, let's talk about it.
Oh, because,
talk about the ponds. I want to talk about the ponds.
We're going to see more of them, I think, next week. because it's like preparation for their departure, their wedding, hopefully or not death. The although the other day I had a dream that I was watching the Doctor Who finale. I mean, like, I was really dreaming, not like I have a dream, like metaphorically, like I was dreaming.
Yeah,
it was my dream.
You and achieve that dream every week.
In the dream, Rory dies at the end of the finale, and
no!
That's how it ends.
Shut your mouth.
And I was like, I hate my head. I was so bad. I was so, oh my god, I was so distraught. And then I like woke up, and I was like, oh, it's a dream. It's okay, we're not really dead.
I could just see it. Leah waking up in a cold sweat.
Yeah. And then the feeling of relief must have been wonderful.
He's still alive. The shape of things to come. You are still the harbinger alive. Of doom,
Carathrace, you will be the end of us all. Yeah. You will bring us all to our end. So it's anyways, called, what's yeah, it called? The like Power of Three?
The Power of Three, which...
Wait,
the power
Charmed?
Of
yeah, Charmed. Steal my...
The Hallowell sisters will be guest starring.
I'd watch that episode.
That's when it really gets freaky, guys.
Get it? There's three of them?
Yes.
There's three of them.
Thanks,
are there
Leah.
Three of them?
You guys get it? But Mr. Weasley's coming back.
Who? Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's
I'm
bad.
Excited for that.
Brian.
If you hate the Ponds, then go die. Because yeah, it's all about the Ponds.
There's so nothing good in that. This world for you if you don't like the Pond.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't care if you like other companions more. That's fine.
But
if you
still
hate
like
the Ponds, then that's just wrong.
I have a student whose family hates the Ponds.
Well, fail her.
Fail her.
Well, I don't that'll have show a him. Sister who actually hates the Ponds. I have the little awkward eighth grade boy. Mm. And I want to teach him how to be not socially awkward.
How can you hate Rory, though? I mean, honestly, because I didn't like Amy at first. So no, I didn't understand the Amy thing.
Amy grew on me.
Yes, I thought Rory was a dud at first. But then he grew on me.
He was kind of a dud at first. But how can you dislike him now? He's like the nicest person in the world.
Yeah.
He's so loyal.
He can't do anything wrong in my mind. I just...
Right?
I wouldn't believe it.
And he grew into it.
He really
did. Seemed natural.
He's just like...
And his hair this episode was amazing. I'm sorry. This is totally like fangirling. But I don't know. His hair just looks so different from when
it does. We were talking about his hair.
So I discovered hair product. It was awesome.
Well, I mean, let's... How much time has actually passed for them traveling with the doctor? Because I read on Tilo that they said it was like 10 years. It was supposed to be 10 years for them.
Yeah, because in the next 31. Episode, they look older.
Right. They referenced that. And I don't know how old he was in the first episode where he showed up. I don't know.
But you know, the three of them, the doctor, I mean, Matt Smith, Karen, and Arthur, they're like the youngest people to like play these roles.
Right. Correct.
Sure. Like, he's like, Matt Smith is like the youngest doctor. Amy was like the youngest companion they ever had on the show.
Amy's 24.
Was he 20?
Rory,
Amy is 24.
Sorry, not Amy. Karen.
Rory's
Karen.
I don't know if Amy's supposed to be that age.
See, I don't know what age they started
When he gets her, I think she's like 21 when she like runs away with him. Mm-hmm. Oh. And then, you know, he leaves them for like 2 years. So they travel those 2 years and then he leaves them for 2 years. So she's probably 25 now. Give or take.
She's our age.
Rory is older than her?
I thought they were they
is
the
Arthur
same?
Arthur really
age?
Older than her?
Was Rory the same?
I don't know life, but they were like the same age because they went to school together and things of that nature.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They would have had to be the same age. But
like the characters, not the actors.
When they said, he was like, my friends think it's weird that we look older.
Right. Our friends are going to notice.
They're going to notice
if we're aging faster.
With the doctor and time passes, but then they go back to the same place, same time. Is that what it means?
Yeah.
I think that's what I think.
Where they were.
They just seem different. Oh, God. Something's happening.
We're okay.
Sorry.
I don't know.
I want to look into that,
really
actually.
They're not really explaining it. They're not really saying anything in episodes about it. They're not really explaining it.
No. So. Maybe it was just a throwaway line.
Arthur, in real life, is 5 years older than Karen.
Mm. How old is Rory?
He's 31.
No, I mean, like, how much older than Amy is he?
I think they should be the same age.
They're supposed to be the same age because they raise Melody, their daughter, who they named their daughter after.
They're both 31.
Together. They're in the same grade and everything.
They're both 31. So it has been 10 years.
But how do you know when she was... How old she was when she started?
Well, because when she meets the doctor, she's like 8, right? and then she waited how many years for him to come back?
Right. That's how you would know.
Since I've seen this episode.
Math.
But...
math is hard.
I don't like math.
Me neither.
I feel like it was 12 years, but that might be wrong. So I feel like she might have been 20 when she ran. I don't know. And then she might have been 22 when she ran off with him, because he like comes back again 2 years later. And
yeah.
She's mad at him, and it's like her wedding night, or about to be her wedding.
Yeah.
She takes off with him anyway.
Jenny, do you have anything to add?
This is all super random.
It is. We're playing Gangnam Style again.
Amy, is that she hasn't She's really what? Changed. If you really think about it, the first adventure she goes off with him, she makes a decision that he doesn't, like, that's the only mistake she's ever really truly made in his eyes. It's like, she makes a decision that they should keep abusing that whale so that they can keep, you know, drifting through space or whatever. But at the end of that, she still, like, redeems herself and shows her compassion, and that's why he needs her, everything of that nature. So she does the same thing at the end of this episode. I feel like the reason the pawns are leaving is because they've kind of learned, at least Amy, because she's really, I feel like Amy's a true companion. Like, Rory's just kind of like the extra deal. Like, he just happens to be part of the package. You know, he calls him a pawn, you know, so he's part of the package. But with Amy, I feel like the reason why they're probably going to leave is, like, they've learned what they can. Like, they're better because of knowing him. They're better human beings, so therefore they're going to make better choices in the future. And therefore they may not need to always travel with him.
And now they're at that point where they can say,
lessons,
let's just
go
home.
Right, well, that's what they're, I mean, I think it was a good point that Amy made in the last episode, that it's hard to have to live your life not knowing if the doctor's going to come. Like, you know, waiting for him to come, and it's hard for her to keep a job, and...
Right.
But you know what, something that Stephen Moffat said, this kind of is like a tangent, but I didn't realize this, but closing time, not a closing time, God complex was when Amy and Rory decided to move out. Like, that was, like, it wasn't, you know, we were all like, they're leaving permanently. But no, it was them deciding to move out of the TARDIS. But didn't mean they weren't ever going to see him again.
Right.
It was just, okay, we're moving out of the apartment, kind of. That was, that was in quotes. But, you know, we'll still see you. So it was like, you know, their decision to kind of
separate
them,
themselves.
But not completely, you know.
That makes them different companions, because I was thinking of Girl in the Fireplace. She waited her whole life.
Right.
And, like, it was only a couple seconds for him, but it was, like, decades.
That
and,
episode
like, she
is
died
so
waiting for
good.
Him. It's so good. It's kind of sad.
It's sad, but I like sad things.
You like
but
sad
it's so
things.
Good.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, like, Rose and Martha, like, they never didn't really decide to get off at
Well, Rose didn't.
Well, no, Martha left. She chose
to
leave him.
But, like, it was one time. It was, like, a final. Was it a final decision? Because
it was.
And Rory, they
she
do this multiple times.
She decided to stay with her family. And then, like, there's, like, this episode with, what is it? That one squad that they work with. And
Unit.
He does that
Unit.
One, are you my mummy episode, but, or are you
that.
My mummy line. But he, and she's, like, moved on. But she's kind of partially still in his world, but she's basically moved on. She's, like, engaged to a guy and things of that nature. So she's, like, the only one who actually left him. Like, Rose was literally thrown into a whole new parallel universe. Therefore, she was separated, couldn't travel with him anymore. Donna couldn't travel with him because, you know,
she would die.
Her brain would burn. Martha's the only one who chose to, like, leave him. She's just like, I can't do this anymore.
I'm still really worried about Amy and Rory. Like, I totally got into my head. I was like, it's going to be a happy ending. You know? And,
and then you had that dream.
Reading lately, and my dream, and everything I've been reading, I've been like, I think it's going to be really sad. Like, I think it's going to be like something really bad's going to happen. I mean, it's going to be
I'm
sad
expecting
regardless.
It will, because you'll have to say goodbye.
But.
You think it'll be tragic?
Yeah.
There's,
I'm starting to get this really
even
bad
if,
feeling.
There's always an inherent tragedy when you have to leave the doctor, or we need to wait for the doctor.
Even if it's happy, there's still going to be a mourning period because you're losing something, good or bad, in a good or bad way. I mean,
makes me wonder how quickly
I choose to expect the worst.
You choose to expect the worst.
Yeah, so maybe I'll be surprised by a good ending. But I just expect tragedy, as Leah said. I feel it for some reason, but I expect the worst, and maybe my mind will you know, be pleasantly surprised by what they come up with. But I just, I expect yeah. something really terrible.
And every well, the villain, I can't even imagine. Like, it's super heartbreaking. I just read another interview with Karen and Arthur, and they said something like, we leave in this really amazing but heartbreaking way.
Oh, man. And what better way than with the Weeping Angels? Like, the way they get rid of people is...
Favorite.
It's elongated. It's like a long, forced goodbye. Like, they don't even have a chance to live in their own time anymore.
Stephen Moffat is a bastard.
He's such an awesome bastard. That's why I expect the worst. Because evil it's Stephen Moffat.
He's an evil genius.
He is. Yeah. I wonder what scares him. At night.
I don't think anything does.
Cracks. Everything does.
Cracks in the wall. Cracks in the wall.
He turns every inanimate object into nightmare.
Forgetting things once you look away.
The darkness.
Blinking. Yeah. The darkness.
Silence.
Yeah. The silence. Mm-hmm. Oh, the
silence. They're the scariest to me. They're scarier than the Weeping Angels to me, the silence. But I have a weird creepiness about alien faces.
Oh.
I have a weird thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Do you not like, even like those simple alien faces?
Those are the scariest to me. Like, generic, like, Area 51 alien faces are, like...
Terrifying?
Yes.
Mm. What about the LGMs from Toy Story? Those aren't scary to you.
No, those are... E.T. used to scare the shit out of me.
Oh. Our friend Kyla, too.
Oh, she didn't... I didn't know she didn't like
E.T. 4 or 5. And Gangnam Style return.
Yeah, I don't know. The angels bother me mostly because you can't look away from them. But the silence is like if you look at them and you forgot that you were looking at them, were they ever really there to you? It's terrifying.
You only have the marks on your arm to remind you if you remember to do that.
I just imagine
the flashing light in your hand.
Oh, the flare right in your hand.
So yeah.
I just then when you look up, you see like 50 of them.
Like dead silent. All around in the world because everybody kills them, right? You know, like it's their
the
head,
command,
which is to kill them, right?
Yeah.
But then once you kill them, you forget about them, right?
Right.
So they're just dead silence in your house. And then every once in a while, you walk in the room, and you're like, "Hey, shit, there's a dead alien." And you look turn around, you're like, "Hey, what? Oh." So that's what I think.
So to you, silence are worse than weeping angels.
Yes.
Yes. How about you, Jenny? What do you say?
Well. The silence are really creepy, but the Weeping Angels, I think, are creepier only because they, like, move and you can't see them kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the silence, and maybe it's just because of the way the show is shot, but, like, we can see the silence still, whereas, like, the characters can't. Like, the Weeping Angels, we never actually see them
moving.
Well, we do in that one episode, but it's not, like, much. So, like, all of a sudden you turn around and they're like, rah, right there.
Right.
So that's really scary.
Yeah, and their faces change. Ugh.
So the guy blew himself up in the egg. I just finished the episode.
Yeah, he sacrificed himself.
Yeah.
Which was sort of the easy way to end the episode a little bit.
Yeah.
They didn't have to make a choice.
Yeah, I mean,
what else could you do? I mean, the show's not going to go that dark where it's like, you know.
No.
Oh, absolutely.
Not in a random standalone episode.
No.
Well, and if the doctor, well, if he had chosen to, the alien doctor had chosen to, like, escape, then the battle would just kept going on and on, just different landscapes and different worlds, so.
Right.
Yeah, they need to solve it succinctly. Yeah. Put a bow on it.
Neat.
He's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm excited to see Rory being a nurse next episode.
I totally missed that.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I have a question
for
everyone.
In all the promo pictures of
what's your question, Maxine?
Well, since we know the next episode is about them choosing, would you choose? Like, if you could choose, well, obviously, if you had to choose, would you choose to continue to travel with a doctor, or would you choose to stay and live your life? Go, someone.
Well, I think that was one of the things about the show in the 5th season, especially, was that Amy wanted to just choose being with the doctor. And she ultimately realized that wasn't what was fulfilling. It was being with Rory.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Rory kind of gave a shit about the doctor, to be honest. That's why I love Rory
not so much.
Because he's just like, meh.
He's there for Amy.
Yeah,
he is.
I mean, right now, I don't got a boyfriend. I don't know if I'm going to have a job next month. So, I choose the doctor forever.
Doctor.
Forever.
Sorry, was that too much? too much?
No. No, that's an honest answer.
It's
honest.
Yeah.
It escalated quickly.
It did.
What's the answer next?
Jenny.
She didn't hear the question.
Oh, right, because you don't have headphones. Maxine asked, would you continue to travel with the doctor, or would you choose to live your own life? If you had to choose.
Well,
sexy lady.
Gangnam Style is not an option.
There's no.
You know, if it was a lot of this going to old Western towns, I would but yeah, I don't know. It's a hard question because I think I don't know. I mean, I think there's always a part of me and probably a lot of people that wants to, you know, kind of see what is out there and to have these adventures. But I think it would be exhausting after a while.
Mm.
And you do want sort of the normal things of life. You know?
Right.
And, you know, after a while it's like, I mean, I fell asleep in the middle of this because I'm getting older, okay? And I have, like, a job and, like, responsibility.
That is exhausting.
You know what I mean? And it's fun to be able to escape them, but, you know, how can you do that for the rest of your life? I don't know.
If I had a Rory, I would just...
I mean, if I could take Paul with me, yes.
Oh, yes.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Aw, that's sweet.
Oh, we all awed.
We did,
yes.
All of us.
That's sweet. That's a cold heart.
Huh? I know. It moved me. That never happens.
That rarely happens.
The sincerity that drips from your voice right now.
So beautiful. What about you, Amanda?
I kind of echo Jenny's sentiments that if I could take Ethan with me, I would...
Aww.
But and I've already informed him
that. I mean,
I think I'm going home. I won't be sleeping over anymore.
If you had a baby, Amanda, and it was a
time head baby. What if it was another time, Lord?
We talked about this. I don't want to be the doctor's mother-in-law.
Oh.
I don't.
Yeah, that'd be a weird job.
I'm not okay with that.
Well, oh my gosh, you guys, at the game, her phone kept on saying she was in Moscow. So, Rebel Flesh moment.
Whoa!
Okay.
Somewhere I'm giving birth to a time head baby.
Is that ganger
stuff? It was
it's
the weirdest
style.
Thing,
though.
Ganger style! Oh, good lord. New parody. Ganger
style.
It'll be the doctor singing. Oh my gosh, if the doctor did it.
If we could literally get Matt Smith to do it.
If Matt Smith would do Gangnam Style. That'd be
amazing. Did he really just text me, how was Professor Who?
What? Oh no.
How was Inspector Space Time?
He's out. He's out.
Wedding off.
How was Constable Amy? And Brigadier General Rory.
Oh, no, he's a centurion.
I know. Just going in the same thing.
He's talking about Community.
Yeah, Community, Inspector Space Time.
Well, he does love Community.
Professor.
If they ever did like a crossover, that'd be the best thing.
Oh my gosh,
happening.
I would
literally
love that.
Karen Gillan is like a fan.
Of Community?
I mean, I don't know if she's a super fan of Community, but she knew what Inspector Spacetime was. And she
oh,
thought it was
awesome.
Really funny. Yeah.
I'm
and she
happy
was
when
like,
that
she even like said, she's like, yeah, I'd be on the show. So would Matt Smith.
Oh my like, goodness.
I'd watch that.
That would be so awesome.
That
oh my
would
gosh.
Blow my mind.
They could do a paintball episode set in space.
Yes.
They should just always do crossovers.
I agree.
Oh, he's agree. Drunk.
Oh.
That makes sense. Tell him Professor Who was meh.
No.
After you said he's drunk, I should have played this.
What is this? Is this a Gangnam Style?
Yes.
Oh, God. It's the song of the evening.
Wow.
We should go down the aisle to this.
Yes.
A what?
I think we should.
To Gangnam Style.
Oh my god.
Only if you do the dance while you go down the
yes.
aisle.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Jenny, please.
Okay, good.
Please, Jenny.
Without a doubt.
And then the preacher can be in, like, that yellow suit thing.
The steam room?
Like, the towel is, like, hiked up to here.
Yeah.
Amuses me. Alright, sorry.
Okay, so back to the question. Choice.
Which was, oh. Yeah. Am I the last one to say? I don't think I could do it for very long. Just because I'm afraid of commitment, so I couldn't do it for very long.
Let's be real. It'd be super dangerous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not true commitment, though.
Right, you're dauntless, so you'd be all about it.
Divergent. Divergent reference.
See, I would want to do it forever because it's super dangerous, right? So you'll probably just die.
But he could always, like, come back and save you.
Well,
so, maybe. Yeah.
He can't cross his own timeline.
Get killed by silence.
Here's my thing.
That's what I do.
If you're going to commit to it forever, you want what Rose wanted, to be with him, to like be with time. Him with him and do it forever together.
Mm. But for me, I think I could deal with him. I could run forever and travel and see the world and see all these awesome, amazing things 1,001 times. But I don't think I'd be into him.
Mm.
Mm.
I think that's just the kind of person, because it's like, you know, like, with Rose, what my irritation was with her, it's like, you know who he is, you know what he's like, you've seen the things he can do, what makes you think he can settle down, you know? Mm. Like, I feel like I think that Martha, even though Martha needed this episode, I think that Rose really needed the John Smith episodes more than anyone else.
Mm-hmm. She would have clung to him more fiercely.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I don't know, because, I feel like I could do it, like, I could run with him forever and see everything forever, but I don't think I'd fall for him.
And that's Donna.
She says there's so many amazing people on the planet, so you'd meet all these amazing people. How could you be so hung up on one Time Lord? I mean, he's amazing, don't get me wrong. I love him, but I don't think I would love him the way Rose did and wanted to be with him and... Like, it's great to be with him, but not, like, with him.
I'm
the only girl in the world who feels this way. Like, I wouldn't fall for him, but...
Well, do you think...
These are all hypotheticals, right?
Are you attracted to David Tennant?
Would you travel forever with David Tennant?
And not fall for him?
Yeah. Have you ever been attracted to David
Tennant? What?
I'm attracted to... I wanted to know if you were attracted to David Tennant, because I know he's your favorite.
He grew on me. Because I told you that I didn't think I would like him as a doctor because of his role in the Harry Potter film, and I thought he was creepy.
Oh, yeah.
My perspective changed. So that's why he's so much more amazing than, I think, any other doctor, because he changed my, you know, first judgments of him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, his hair is awesome, but I don't...
Agreed.
Maybe. I don't know. That might be the gray area. That might be the question that I would have to answer.
Well, I just, like... find right Matt now. Smith weirdly attractive in a weird face way. He has a strange face, but
he does.
It's like I'm attracted to it.
So yeah, he has an odd face. I'm not...
Could dig it.
Yeah,
he's like Benedict Cumberbatch.
You'd have to deal with like him regenerating. Yeah, you'd have to deal with
you
a
know,
new doctor.
I think it'd be easiest for me to run with 11 because I don't like to see a River Song.
Would you travel with him,
you know,
then?
A superhero. She's like kick A. I would not want to tangle with her. Mm-hmm. And two, I find him like he's a best friend. He's like someone I'd hang out with. We're buddies, not, you know, I'm gonna fall madly in love with you and try to keep him to myself.
Babies.
So maybe with Tennant, I might have a problem, but I think I'd get over it eventually because I'd be like, no. Just no.
I want a woman time or woman doctor.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't think there will be, but I think there should be.
I wish there would be.
Doctor whoever does go out, they'll continue with the adventures of River Song.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
It spin
off. She's kind of like the female.
It's better than Rose!
The talk show. Yeah.
Where she's spinning on a platform with her arms crossed.
Yeah. There's like a
River dies eventually.
Like pastel colors, kind of. Yeah.
Yes, but with the way that the show works, it could be hundreds of years before she actually dies.
It'd be like awful multicam laugh track.
She's had some excellent plastic surgery.
Yeah. Yeah.
She'll just end up like that one face.
Yeah. Well,
the face. The stretched out.
The stretched out face.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. That's
no, no. It was bow. A, it was a woman.
Oh, God.
Oh.
And like.
Yeah. What was her name?
I forgot.
She's like the last human being. I just know that much.
Oh, Cassandra.
It was Cassandra. Good, yeah.
Good call. Isn't that her name, Cassandra?
She goes into Rose's body, and that's when they kiss. For when the doctor and Rose kiss.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's not even really Rose.
Nope.
Yeah, I can remember that episode where Billy Piper just jumps David Tennant.
I know, like, for real. Well, I was like, whoa! Yeah.
She just jumps on him.
Yeah.
Sexy lady. Oh,
oh, no, man. That does not apply to Rose.
Ganger style.
She should never be a part of that or linked to that. It's too cool for her. Okay. Did we talk about... Well, I think Leah talked about her anticipation for the next episode. Did anybody want to add to that?
And I'm dance? I'm excited. I can't wait to see what happens.
With the pants.
And Rory in his, what? He doesn't have his pants on?
He doesn't have his pants Rory. On.
We missed that!
Go back,
sad.
Leah.
What? Excuse me. We missed the preview, Maxine, for next week.
Yeah, oh yeah, it cut out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Well, we'll go back.
We didn't see the whole preview. It cut off for some reason.
Yeah,
my bad.
The perks of being a wallflower.
Oh, that's right.
No, it's good. I want to know what happened. I didn't see.
Either.
So he ends up without pants.
Okay, now go on.
Well, like a whole bunch of people in his house, and he's complaining because he's like, "Of course they're here, and I don't have my pants on." Nice. Remember nice. The line goes, exactly, but
my band name is going to be called Rory's Sexy Pants.
Right.
Right. So.
I love Rory. Oh, I miss him.
Rory's great. Sorry, I'm not ready to let go of him yet.
You're all in agreement.
But you have, have to let go of Rory.
Like he gets swallowed up by the crack in the wall was like. Heartbreaking for me.
Never.
It's the worst.
Yeah. Thank and like the whole time she's like, and then the episode with Vincent and the doctor because she's crying and she doesn't know why. Oh, so good.
I don't know why I'm crying.
That's one of my favorite episodes.
He's like, good thing he Rory or something. Like he says that to Vincent in the episode. He's like,
what does he say?
Doesn't he say? Doesn't he call someone Rory in the episode with the doctor?
Oh, maybe he does.
Sad.
I don't know what episode you're talking about.
Right? Vincent I'm talking about and the doctor. Gets swallowed in the crack. The time crack. Yes.
Yeah, when they meet the lizards for the first time.
And then the doctor.
They're not lizards. I don't know what
and
they're called. But
Amy's like crying. Oh. And she doesn't know why. And
yeah.
And the doctors call someone Rory. But it's like, no, that didn't happen.
In the Vincent and the doctor, there's like there's a ring box in the TARDIS. And she's like, what's this, you know, about? And he's like, oh, it's just a reminder of a friend. And she thinks it's something else. But it's... You know, reminds
that
of Rory.
Is like
and
the Ganger episode of the Cold Earth, the one with the Silurians.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That, those were, like, really terrible episodes, and then the end was, like, something really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to about next week, Amanda?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, go do that.
Wait, was that question directed to me?
Yes, yes.
Well, I still kind of feel out of the loop because I missed... last week's episode because I was getting engaged. Thank you. So I haven't really seen Rory's dad, and I know he was a part of that episode, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I am excited to see an episode with substance again. Like, instead of these sort of piecemeal-y episodes that are like, hey, here's characters you like, but we're not going to tell you anything, really.
Yeah.
And kind of make you really miss what next week's episode looks like. So, I'm excited to get back to an actual episode of Doctor Who, as opposed to these kind of, like, watered-down, whatever they are.
All right. Jenny, did you say? Did I ask you?
What you're looking
week,
forward
what are you
to?
Looking forward to next week.
Oh. I am looking forward to Rory's dad returning. And I guess I'm just looking forward to a more companion-centric episode. Because I like the Pons, and I like their interaction with the doctor. And I don't think you have to... like, I don't know. I don't think there has to be this, these kinds of episodes where the pawns are just in the background and then these kinds of episodes where it's about them. Like, I think you can have a regular Doctor Who episode and have the companion be a part of it, which I thought last week they did a really nice job of.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's like more like last week's than this week's.
Yeah. I am looking forward to, well, along with what you guys said, just the Doctor interacting with normal humans, for, like, and having to deal with Roy and Amy's
life,
right, exactly. Instead of them kind of being injected into his wild adventures. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Also, just as a random tangent, but back in, like, the fifth series or whatever, when I first started watching, all these, like, fans and stuff were talking about how the Doctor was like Harry Potter, Amy was like Hermione, and Rory was like Ron Weasley. And it just tickles my fancy that Rory's dad is Mr. Weasley. Because it's meant to be. It's all coming back.
They totally listened to the fans and made it happen.
Rory is a Weasley. So he is. Makes me happy.
I agree.
Definitely.
You should bring Alan Rickman on as something.
I'm surprised Alan Rickman hasn't been on Who yet.
Maybe his schedule wasn't open.
Well, I mean, he's been in everything, and he's Alan Rickman.
We saw Galaxy Quest last Saturday.
Nice.
It was nice. I love that you. Yes, it's a good moment. All right. I think... Well, Leah's still...
Well, I'll say something once you wait for Leah to come answer, but I kind of think that the next episode, why I'm so excited for it, besides everything great that you guys have said that's really spectacular, actually, I love what you guys have said, is that it reminds me of the episode Amy's Choice, because it's like the mix between, like, they're torn between two worlds.
Yeah.
Yet again. And so I'm really excited to see what they're going to choose, but also that's like when I started to like Amy in that episode, Amy's Choice. So, I mean, I love her already, but I can't wait to see how much more I'm going to be impressed by these companions. And you know how Jen was saying, you know, we don't need like these episodes where it's like one or the other, only all the Doctor, only all the companion. I think it's like a true measure that you can, you know, get a great companion that like their storyline is interesting when the Doctor's not around. But then it's also, you know, great that they can kind of just be there in the background and help the Doctor when he needs, you know, helping and prodding and whatnot.
That's an excellent point about Amy's Choice. That was a great episode.
Yeah.
And if next week can be anything like that, I'll be very pleased.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess, though, I'd still prefer that if they're going to do an episode where a companion is in the background, it's like the Titanic episode where it's a companion who's there for an episode and then it's gone.
And then, oh, Astrid?
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor Tennant. He kept losing people in those last episodes.
Which is a lot to carry with you.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, like, the great classic Blink.
Yeah.
That, I mean...
They were barely in that episode.
They're barely in it, but it's just really well done. And you really love... I mean... That's probably my biggest problem with this episode, is that I didn't feel anything for these new people.
Right. Mm-hmm. They were just there to advance the plot.
You know?
Yeah, they were tools.
In the best episodes with these randoms. Stop doing just, that.
Leah's dancing.
Gangnam style.
Gangnam style. It's happening.
In the best episodes are where they make you care about these one-off companions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I felt with, like, Astrid.
Yeah.
I felt sad that she sacrificed herself.
Astrid.
From the Titanic episode.
It was like a Christmas.
One of the Christmas
ones. Well,
actually, it was that episode
to have
the wrote,
chance
the
to run away with him. Because she was just so excited
really
about it. And he was like, yeah, I could totally see myself
hotel.
Traveling with you for a while. And then she just...
You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm old and deaf.
Whatever
also,
you
also, shouldn't Amy be Roar or be Ron? Because she has red hair?
No.
Don't. Okay, you're basically... Purely in physical things.
But Amy isn't like Hermione.
Yes, she is.
She is.
She's like... Like, you think her and the doctor are going to have, like, a romantic thing at first, but they're really just good friends.
Oh, that's true, because Ron and Hermione get together in the end.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
I see it.
Now you're following our logic.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Right. I got it.
Oh, wow. We've approached the hour mark.
What? We didn't even talk about Doctor Who.
We did talk about it.
It was like half an hour about Doctor Who. Half an hour of Gangnam Style.
Well, that's what happens when the episode is not very well liked by the majority of our group.
Yeah, there was a lot of...
Sorry.
Jenny brought this down. Just kidding. I love you. You did a good job.
I didn't even really watch it.
No, you had good comments.
Yeah, I found what you were about to say interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
And the fact that you didn't have to see the whole thing speaks volumes about the episode itself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like last week's episode, I didn't fall asleep until after it was over.
Right.
This week I fell asleep halfway through.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that we had so much to say about last
week. Last week, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This time we filled more with
random. Oh, I cared about the guest stars more in last episode.
Probably. Than in here? Oh, yeah, Jenny was just saying something about that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The strong. Or even as much as I didn't like the Silurian, or not the Silurian, Ganger episodes.
Yeah.
Like, I liked the, some of the side characters. You know
yeah.
I
mean?
Like, the crew?
Yeah, like yeah, some of the crew people.
Like the captain.
Yeah.
And the guy with the sun. And
yeah.
Yeah.
The oh, second doctor.
Oh, the sun.
Oh, the yeah, second you know, doctor.
So it as much as I didn't like the episode, it was like they were able to make me care about these randoms.
Right, because we only kind of knew about Isaac.
We can share them.
Yeah.
And then the preacher said some stuff, but he doesn't really, didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see that. Okay. Shall we wrap it up?
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. All right. Well, thank you guys again for participating in the live reaction podcast for A Town Called Mercy. Will Gangnam Style take us up? Okay. And everybody's dancing now. We won't be doing this next week. Oh, we might on Sunday, but we'll see how that goes. You guys have a good weekend. And
you gotta wait till he says it.
Until what? Till he says it? Gang yourself. You have to check this thing out, Maxine.
Yeah, I need to look at that. I will.
I'm gonna help you.
What?
Yeah, there we go. Open Gangnam
Style. Beautiful. Commit to it, Leah. Commit. Soft hands. Oh no. All right. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Everybody.